Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A fifth Democratic member of Congress has explicitly called on President Biden to end his bid for re-election. US media are also reporting that the leader of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, Hakeem Jeffries, is planning an emergency meeting with senior colleagues. Here's Peter Bowes.
I think rather than numbers, it will take the seniority of those speaking out to make a significant impact on the president. And there is reportedly a meeting going to take place later on Sunday of some senior figures from the House of Representatives from the Democrats. And if that were to include committee chair people, if it would include the Democratic leader of the House and maybe also significant figures in the Senate, well, I think that would make certainly the president have to take notice in a pretty significant way.
There are signs that Hamas may be prepared to make key compromises to reach a deal with Israel to end hostilities. Reports quoting Hamas and Egyptian sources say the militant group has accepted Washington's proposal to begin talks on releasing Israeli hostages. Our Middle East editor Sebastian Usher reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas gave its response to the latest proposal, which was presented by President Biden several weeks ago. It appears to be a positive response. It may even have finally overcome what's been the main stumbling block, the demand by Hamas that there must be a permanent ceasefire before any movement forward. We will still have to see if Israel, the Israeli government, can accept that and make perhaps some concession itself about its demand that it must be able to continue fighting if necessary after any ceasefire.
Residents in northeast India say the flood situation in Assam state is worsening, with more areas being inundated by rising water levels. At least 58 people have died so far since the monsoon rains began. Anbarasanati Rajan reports from Delhi.
Television pictures showed villagers salvaging their precious belongings and leaving their inundated homes by boat. Several bridges and roads have been washed away, disconnecting remote villages. 2.4 million people have been severely affected. Roads and vast areas of farmland have been submerged along the banks of the Brahmaputra and other rivers. Wildlife officials said the Kaziranga Nature Reserve, home to nearly 2,200 one-horned rhinos, was also underwater.
Saudi Arabia has led Gulf states in congratulating the surprise winner of Iran's presidential election, Masoud Pezeshkian. Russia and China have expressed hopes for further reinforcement of ties. The European Union has also said it's ready to engage with the new government in line with EU policy. Mr. Pezeshkian campaigned on the promise of easing social restrictions. BBC News. People in some French overseas territories have cast their ballots in the decisive second round of parliamentary elections ahead of Sunday's vote in mainland France. Candidates from the left-wing alliance and the centrist alliance of President Emmanuel Macron have done deals in many of Sunday's three-way contests. This will make it harder for the far-right National Rally, which won the first round, to win enough seats to secure an outright majority. A Tunisian court has sentenced a prominent lawyer and government critic, Sonia Damani, to a year in prison. She was arrested in May when police stormed the Tunisian Bar Association, where she had sought refuge. She's been convicted under a decree that outlaws spreading false news. Four volunteers have emerged from a small compound in Texas, where they've spent more than a year living in conditions simulating those on Mars. The American space agency NASA wants to find out how they've coped with their isolation. Our science correspondent Palab Ghosh reports.
Astronauts now routinely live and work in space for months, but spending time on the Martian surface, if and when we get there, will be an altogether more challenging affair. It won't be possible, for example, to supply astronauts with fresh food because it takes several months to get to the red planet. So, in the name of science, four volunteers have spent more than a year locked away in a simulated Mars environment. They've been growing crops, operating equipment, carrying out experiments, even going for Mars walks in a red rocky sandpit.
Spain will clash with France in the first semi-final of the Men's European Football Championship on Tuesday, and England will meet the Netherlands in the second one the following day. On Saturday, England defeated Switzerland on penalties. The Dutch beat Turkey 2-1 to claim their semi-final slot. BBC News.